Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Meet me halfway over the borderline.
It's the Fergie show featuring those other dudes.
Black Eyed Peas.
The MILF music video made me sad.
It was just trash.
Because it's like, you don't have to do this. I got that MILF. Now let me see you MILF shake.
I got that MILF money. People just think like tits out is what is sexy.
It's not though.
But it's like, obviously like you want to look attractive, but like sexy is not just like wearing a corset and like popping your cooch. It's like,
yeah,
sexy is like a state of being.
It's like fucking Helen Mirren when she wakes up in the morning, or like it's Helen Mirren at lunch on a Tuesday, dude.
Right.
I mean, what a crummy performance if people are obsessed with the size of your bosom or anything else.
Like, The Rock is sexy.
Oh, yeah, like, but he's sexy, like, even, in, like, when he's, like, promoting Moana.
Right.
Please give it up for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, everybody.
You know, a lot of times when you see a movie, you try not to get drunk on your own wine, but the movie's really good, and I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Hey, it's me, Ms. J. Silly.
And it's me, Ms. P. Really.
Ooh, I like that.
Danke. And we've got a fresher than fresh new show for you. This is like pop open a can of Pringles fresh. This is like clean sheets fresh. This is like fresh Prince of Bel Air fresh. This is just like new Diva Cup out the wrapper fresh. This is a fresh fucking episode for you. Okay, do you get it? Do you need more examples? Because I got a buttload. This is like a new pack of Pampers fresh. This is like bounce scented dryer sheet fresh. This is like Dominican hair braider twist fresh.
Yeah, and we're joined by my favorite beardo, Ben Sinclair.
He's so great.
Isn't he?
Genius, genius co-creator of High Maintenance. Fantastic wearer of onesies. Uh-huh. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this guy.
Uh-huh.
He's fantastic. Plus, we've got Shalewa Sharp and Robert Dean.
I'm all over this episode, dude. Let's go.
Wacky wacky.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Two Dope Queens. I just realized right before we came out here that I was wearing my home bra. Do you have like a home? I was like, fuck, I'm wearing my home bra. It's basically like a nothing. It's like a nothing, like the least amount of push or anything. It's merely just like a cloth, basically.
Okay, wait,
with
can
like
I see
string
it?
Attached. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's tight. That's cool.
It's like a nut. Like I was just like, okay. Ooh, woo. Getting loose tonight.
I don't have a home bra. When you're a 34A, like, you don't have the luxury of having a home bra.
That's pretty tight.
Like, you just need so much construction to formulate a tit that you can't be reckless
you're
with just
like
cloth.
You're, like, Hidden Figures, like, with your tit. Like, how do we... Taraji, like, on a ladder, like...
Yeah. There's a lot of...
And there's a tit.
There's, like, Jim Parsons in the corner just being like, no, I don't want you here. And it's just like...
Yeah, I couldn't stand Jim Parsons.
He was so good, though. He was so good.
He was like just the right amount of aggro, but I still just wanted to fucking knock his coffee off.
That was a great film.
It was
really,
iconic.
Really
it was really,
really good
movie. It's really good.
It's been a minute since we've seen each other IRL.
Yeah, I guess. It's been like a week.
No, it's been more.
I saw
oh,
you
no,
like last Friday,
right.
But it feels like forever.
That's true. I forgot.
Hashtag friendship.
Yeah.
You traveled.
I was in LA. I worked Vanity Fair's pre and post Oscar after party.
That's hot, dude.
It was like really cool.
That's really sexy that you did.
It was like super fun, and I got to wear like a little like fancy dress. I looked like an Oscar. It was gold.
Yeah, you were like gold.
Yeah.
And you had like a leg.
Yeah, I had a little front slit, so I was doing like a little Angelina Jolie on like
that's tight.
The red carpet. No one took a picture, and I was like, cool.
They're like, excuse me, can you move your leg specifically? I'm trying to get a photo of you.
But it was super fun, and I got to interview John Hamm.
That's tight.
Yeah.
That's
this
tight.
Is our second encounter.
I know. I was with you for the first one, and that was really one of the most, like, intense, sexually liberating experiences of my life.
It's, like, really, like, he is the best-looking person I've, like, ever talked to.
It's really upsetting. Like, I wanted to vomit.
It's just like...
How was it the second time around?
It was great. I mean, like...
Did you, like, playful touch? Were you like...
I did. Yeah, when he came in the Vanity Fair, people were trying to introduce me. I was like, oh, we're old friends.
That's good. Nah, that's good. That's a good move.
So it was good. It was good, like, banter. And he's just, like, so... At one point during conversation, I literally, like, blacked out.
Yeah. And you see, you're like, you're in Sims, like, bird's eye view mode.
Yeah. But it was really cool. He's, like, so awesome and sweet and delightful, so there's, like, no problems. And then I ate an In-N-Out burger.
Cool.
And then I just, like, people watch. Like, you just got to see celebs, and then you're like, okay, that checks out. They look like how they do on the internet, and then you... It's, like, always way less exciting.
It is.
You know what
Everybody's,
I mean?
Like, shorter, unfortunately.
Right, everyone's shorter, and everyone's just like, I'm hungry. I'm a baby bird. And it's like, because you don't eat, so just
eat. I'm a
baby
bird. But I heard that you had, like... a particular celeb sighting that was very near and dear to me.
I
would really love if you, like, recounted that, because I'm a Josh Hartnett truther.
Yeah, so I'm standing outside and with Michelle Collins, who worked the event with me, and I look around the corner of my eye. I was like, oh, I see someone, like, eating a burger. I'm like, who is that? And it's Josh Hartnett.
How was he eating it? Like,
When I watched it, like, so I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I looked over, I clocked it. I was like, oh, he knows how to go down really well.
Really?
He ate with such abandon, just such, did not care where anything went, and it's went like, back for more. And, like, he just, like, took a breath and dove in. I was like, cool. It was pretty hot. I wish you were there. Like, I wish there was a hologram of you.
I wish that I could have, like, shot myself over. I was, like, sitting on the couch, like, watching the Oscars from home. What a ride that was.
It was crazy.
I'm so sexually attracted to everybody in Moonlight.
Well, not everybody, because there's some age differences.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
I'm like, did we watch the same movie?
Oh, I guess I had to fucking clarify that for the room. No, like, everybody in the Calvin Klein campaign, I'm like...
There's a young kid in that campaign.
The older ones.
I'm like...
What if I, like, revealed, like, a deep dark, like...
This would be the end of T-Dub Queens. No, I got to meet Trevante. He's so beautiful.
Is that an older one? Is that the older one?
That's the oldest one, yeah. It was, like, pretty cool. Yeah, so that was fun, and then I flew back here.
That's tight.
But yeah, now I'm back in New York. What's been going on with you?
I have started boxing, which has been very cool.
Ooh.
It's been very fun. I, like, jump rope now. I, like, box. I go to this, like, sort of older gym, this, like, really old gym.
Okay.
And it's sort of, like, when you walk in, when I walked in, they were like, cool, do you want to work with a trainer? And I was like, yeah. And there's, like, 25 trainers on the floor.
That's cool.
So I had to go and, like, walk and talk to, like, three different trainers before I decided which trainer I wanted.
Whoa.
One of them was, like, this older man. He, like, took me over to his locker and he opened it up and he had these, like, collages and old clippings of,
that's
like,
hot.
Things that he had won and stuff. And he was like, look, I can make you a champion. And I was like, oh, I just want to have fun. Like, I don't want you to, like, don't emotionally invest in me.
Right.
Like, you're not my Clint Eastwood. I'm not your Hillary Swank.
Right.
See you later. Thank you, though, for believing in me.
That's so cute.
And
okay.
Then the second guy was this guy that just, like, sat and was just like, hey, fucking run. He's like, so what do you want to do? You want to learn how to box? And I was like, I can't work out if a dude is just, like, fucking sitting, eating a sandwich.
Legendary basketball coach Phil Jackson. He's a sitter.
Cool. So I'm not. I'm not.
He's
on
won
the Lakers.
He's won tons of rings. I'm just saying.
Good for him. But no. And so then finally, I found like a guy, and he was like really cool. So we've been just like boxing. I can like move now. I haven't popped my ankle yet. I feel strong. I can like do a punch. It's pretty cool.
I should go boxing with you.
I'm fucking tough. I feel like a badass.
Well, how many classes have you taken?
Like 7.
Oh, that's pretty good. 7 is like good.
Thank you so much. You thought I was going to bust out with 1 or 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I took one recently and I hated it.
Why?
It was like, I should have known. It was like a sub teach, which is like, no disrespect, but sometimes I feel like when sub teachers come in, like they really want to like show off, and it's like, this is not the place for that.
Yeah.
And so he was, sorry, that's like his
job. And I can do 3 punches.
Right.
It's like, okay.
So he was like, everything was like to tempo. So he's like playing like fast, like EDM music. And then he would do like these like 10 punch combos and show you one time, be like, let's go. And everyone was like, we don't know what we're, like everyone's just throwing their arms.
Well, that sounds like cardio.
But it was
boxing.
Supposed to be regular boxing.
Right. So it's like, you don't know what the lesson plan is, teach.
Right. And so, like, people left because they're like, this is confusing, which I was like, you guys are heroes. And I stayed. This one chick went over to him, and she was like, hey, hi, sorry. Sorry for being alive, but quick question.
Just, like, apologizing
right,
for no reason.
Right, because women, we can't, like, assertively just, like...
We're conditioned.
...make a point. They're like, sorry, I'm breathing.
Yeah.
So she did a huge apology, and then she was like, this is just like really fast, and like I don't think that, like, you know, we should just like take more time. And he was like, you know what, when you're in the ring and you're against someone, and we're like, this is Equinox and Flatiron,
they're not gonna play EDM at a fucking boxing, like that's insane. But also that reminds me of like Dangerous Minds, where he's like right. Michelle Pfeiffer in the beginning, and everybody's like, fuck you, teacher.
Yeah, so he was just like, he kept the whole time, be like, when you're in the ring, you gotta have fast reaction time. We're all like, I don't know. We just are like wearing Lululemon, like, no one wears that in the ring.
That's like, insane. You guys have like bar class in an hour.
Right.
You guys are gonna go to Liquitaria or whatever it's called.
Yeah, we all have very weak bones, and he was really going for it.
I love that. Nah, this is like a hard, like an actual, like somebody is holding, like, you know, these fucking things, like, mat saucer, hand saucers. I don't know what they're called.
This boxing's
just,
really
like,
paying
one,
off.
Two, one, two.
Hand saucers. That
like,
is...
you know, like mat, like I would describe them as mat hand saucers.
They're mitts. They're mitts.
There it is. Boom goes the dynamite. Mitts. Hand mittens. Like hand gloves that are mats.
Yeah. So anything else been going on? How's Bay?
Bay's good. Bay is applying to grad schools, which is really cool. And I'm like, cool, choose a hot school so I can wear your baggy sweatshirt. You know what I mean?
That's the number one requirement.
I know.
Right.
It's like very big, but I'm like, what about me and your baggy sweatshirt? Like like fucking Felicity or something.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that.
That's really cool.
I don't know.
You guys are coming up on 3 years.
Oh, boy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I feel like, you know, you've been in a long-term relationship. Like, mm-hmm. the time really does, like, fly.
It flies.
By. Is anybody here on a first date tonight? Cool.
Is anybody in a relationship here tonight? Okay. How long have you guys been together?
Cute.
A month!
Let me tell you something. First of all, y'all look very cute.
So cute.
This is good 1 month in. Like, we're fucking dope. I'm a world-class boxer. She just lost 12 pounds. What?
You're a boxer,
are you a boxer?
Tell me this didn't look dope, though, right?
You would just be... Wait, so how did you guys meet?
Gaming.
You guys are D&D nerds? That's awesome. I want to learn how to play that, actually.
Wait, like, what's D&D?
You guys, Dungeons and Dragons. Dude, get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to know what D&D was or is. Is
That's
it still?
All right.
Is it still around?
So you guys, so...
Wait, what is it? It's like
it's
a board
Dungeons
game?
And Dragons. Yeah, it's like a... It's like a role-playing strategy game. Am I correct?
Sure.
Cool. Because I still want to learn. So do you guys have like a group? Is it like a meet.com thing? Is it like a meetup? It is a meetup.com. I'm the next Slayer, I swear to God. Do you guys play Strip Dungeons and Dragons? Not in the meetup. But yeah, like, that's like for personal.
That's true.
That's really hot.
Yeah, I like that.
You guys are hot.
That's cool.
That's cool.
But what's the point of Dungeons and Dragons? Like, are you playing as a dragon?
Are you playing as a dragon, as somebody who wants to learn? Like, you don't. You're just like a bunch of different things, right? And you're trying to overtake somebody else's dragon hut. The dungeons. But you could use dragons. Okay.
This game has been around for how many decades?
Five decades.
So 50 years.
It's older than us. It's a game as old as time. Like Jumanji.
Don't you dare drag Jumanji's name through the fucking mud.
I will find an opportunity to talk about the tragic story of Alan Parrish anytime I want to.
They're remaking that with The Rock, which is
going to be hot.
That's going to be really tough to sit through.
I know,
and, like,
but
not.
The Rock is like always like ready to go. It's fine. I'll watch it.
I know. I'm just saying it's going to be hard to like not be strongly attracted to him.
I know. It's like you're in a theater like with a bunch of families, and you should like cool it. But you're right. Like, The Rock is here.
Yeah. Okay. So Dungeons and Dragons. Should I join this as I'm single?
Yeah. Is it like kind of a cool meetup singles sort of group, or how do we get our friends going?
Have to know, or can I be like, oh, I have no idea how to do this?
That's
and
so
like
lame.
Trip as I roll the dice and like I meet my husband. Can I do that?
Trip underneath Buster Ed.
No,
they're
okay,
like,
cool.
So yeah, that's okay.
What are the guys like? Are they cool? Are they all nerdy?
He said no, like absolutely not. Oh, you're pretty cool. You're like front row at our show. Come on now.
You're awesome. What's your guys' names?
Rose.
Albert. Those are iconic names.
That's really cute.
Those are like the notebook names.
That's really
Rose
cute.
And Albert.
I love you guys.
I know.
Well,
I want to like bottle you up. Is this the first show you guys came to together? Oh, don't let it be the last.
You guys are cute.
I'll find you.
I ship them too.
They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ready to get this show started?
Our next act, she's very, very talented. She has an album out called Stay Eating Cookies. I mean, we should all live by that motto.
It's like the truth.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Please give it up for Shalewa Shaw!
Hello, hello. Oh, look at this.
I got this new job. I like it a great deal. I work at an art foundation, right? So what they do is they Okay, so I don't actually know what they do at my job. I'm the front desk bitch. No one, I don't know what they're doing back there. All right, so it's an art foundation. So a lot of my coworkers are well-meaning white women, which are my favorite kind of white women. Because they mean well, you know? So what's the issue? We're going to be fine. So my first day of work was on election day. Damn Skippy. Let me tell you, those well-meaning white women were lit. Oh my gosh. Remember what election day was like when the sun was still up? Remember? Everybody was like, yeah. They were so crunk, y'all. They kept saying to me, hey, girl, I know you did the right thing. You're with her, right? I know you voted. Yeah, girl, hey. And I was like, it's pronounced Shalewa. It's the first day. Let's get my name down before we hop to girl. There was a cake in the break room for no reason. I was like, all right, I like how y'all celebrate. Cool. So that was my first day of work. My second day of work was the day after the election. And let me tell you, those well-meaning white women were weeping. They were crying in Karen's office when I got there. And then Rachel came in and they were like, well, we gotta take the show on the road. So then they all went into Rachel's. They spent the whole workday crying in each other's offices, a literal trail of tears. They cried in each other's offices all day. And I was like, is anybody going to show me how to work the phones? It's been 2 days. You must have messages by now. Oh, jeez. There was another cake in the break room. No reason. I was like, all right, well, I like how y'all grieve. We're going to have a good time. Jeez. They each would approach me, unbeknownst to the others, and they'd say something along the lines of, you know, I don't know. I feel like I don't know this America. A word? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm a black woman. I grew up in the South. I know this America. I know this one. Know it pretty well. I've fucked a few members of this America. I was a starter Negro for many a young man named Boyd. You see what I mean? A lot of Jeffersons in my past. So, but I mean, I feel like I gotta say something as front desk bitch. That is part of the job description. So I said to him, I said, "Hey, look here, man." This is how I speak to my employers. I've been through a lot of jobs. I said, hey, look here, man. Dude didn't want to be president. He just wanted to win. He's going to mess with the wrong person. As soon as he gets into that Illuminati money, they're going to run him out on the rail. Don't worry. And they all went, oh, wow. Huh, I never really thought of it like that. So then tell me, what do you think about, and boom, just like that, I became the oracle of the office. That was it, second day, it's a personal best. It's a lousy way to find out I needed to lose weight. Because you know the thing that happens to black women, like once we tip the scales at about 200 pounds, we're suddenly full of soulful wisdom. And I have dreadlocks, so I'm absolutely expected to tell you the perfect African proverb to explain why the Wi-Fi is not working. I don't know, Karen. You said snacks. That I know. It's out here so lost, y'all. I'm so lost. It's crazy out here. You know what I mean? I've decided that I am no longer having casual sex. I'm not going to do it. I know what my newsletter said, but I'll just print a retraction. It's okay. It's fine. I'm not. It's clearly not my thing. I did a little math the other night, and it turns out I am older than Stella was when she went to get her groove back. What? You remember Stella? Actually, do you remember how Stella was living pre-groove? She was doing all right. Like, she had a house, she had a kid, she had an ex-husband. So that means, I mean, she loved once. So, like, Stella was doing okay. She had enough money to get to Jamaica to get a groove. I'm scraping together money to get a Jamaican beef patty. I can't do it out here. It's rough, so I'm just giving up. I don't have the tools necessary. You know, you got to have like, well, first you got to have chill. I gots none. I gots no chill. You need a bucket to chill to be out here fucking in these streets, apparently. I don't have it. I don't have a plan B, you know, the stuff. Y'all young people, that's y'all shit. Y'all love it. You just sprinkle that. Anything, any situation, you just put a little, what's that, student loans? Yeah, just put a little plan B. That ought to defer it for at least 9 months, right? That ought to do it. My name is Shalewa Sharp, everyone. Have a good night. Give it up for Shalewa Sharp!
This message comes from Two Dope Queens sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/DopeQueens today to get 10% off your first month.
On this week's On the Media, one former NPR editor's grievances are reverberating far beyond a Substack essay. He claims wokeness is ruining the place.
That marginalized people are storming the barricades and dictating that this story happens and this story gets killed and we're going to use this language and not use that language. That's not what I saw.
On this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you guys feeling? Good? All right. We have a fun little guest that we're going to do some fun stuff with. That sounded terrible.
We have a fun little guest that we're going to do some fun stuff with. Really, really fun guest.
I'm really trying to work on my emoting, but that was me. I feel like that's why I like Kourtney Kardashian so much, because
I know,
I'm
she's
also
the best one.
Not great at emoting sometimes.
Yeah.
So that was me being really excited.
That was so rude.
Yeah. I'm so mad at Scott.
And it's like, of course you are. Of course you are.
Where's my Scott emoji keyboard?
Scott, it's like, that's I'm not pregnant.
He's like, babe, wait, why didn't you talk? That's like the one justified emotion I've ever seen on that show, is the fact that Kourtney never tells him when she's pregnant,
yeah,
until like
up
6 months in.
It's crazy.
It's like pretty wild to fucking do that with somebody that you've like been with ever. Like, that's insane.
But I love her. I will forever. She's forever in my heart because she pulled her baby out of her cooch.
Yeah, that's insane.
With so much calm. She was just like, I'm giving birth. Bloop.
This is my baby. Hello, Mason.
I love you, baby. Suckle on my teat. Sorry, Kourtney. I really do love you, though.
Yeah. She's like, thank you.
All right, no, but for real, I'm really excited about our next guest. He is a literal slice of heaven. what? You don't like that either?
That was funny,
you fucking
dude.
It. You do
that
the introduction.
It was funny. All right.
No,
this, I'm excited
do
about
it.
Our next guest.
I
He's
do
a little
it.
Slice of heaven. He's a medium slice of heaven.
He put some cracked red pepper on him, and it tastes delish.
It's Guy Fieri. I'm just kidding.
What if we had it?
Why have we not thought about it?
What if we did, dude? Shanoa, what if we did get Guy Fieri? Would y'all quit the show?
Gabbieri!
That's lit.
Oh my God.
That's like a fucking dream come true, dude.
Oh my God.
That dude just loves tasty shit.
God.
Have you been to his restaurant in Times Square?
No.
I have like 5 times.
What?
He likes tasty shit. It wasn't that bad. It was like TGI Friday's food, but if you added like queso on all of it. It's like that same combination of food.
I love
like
that.
Like bacon, cheese, potatoes, chicken. I didn't mean to do that.
Yes! That's amazing.
I love him.
Dogs, hogs. Okay, for real.
Sorry, dude.
This is the worst intro. I'm so sorry.
This is trash. We have a special surprise guest.
He's really talented and funny. We love him so much. He is the star and co-creator of High Maintenance on HBO.
Give it up for Ben Sandler!
Yes. Yes.
You ready to talk?
Yeah.
So how are you doing, Ben? It's been a while since I've seen you.
Oh man, 2017's a bitch. It's
Do you have any like New Year's resolutions that you have abandoned?
So I didn't smoke for January. I didn't smoke or drink for January.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
High five. Because I'm back.
Wait, so no vaping, alcohol, nothing. How did you feel?
You know, to be honest, I kept on getting to the same place, but it was just a little less fun getting there.
Like,
am I going to stop smoking pot and then it's going to ruin my creativity? And I was like, no, you're going to get to the same place that you would get with pot, but it's just like I'm not getting distracted and making other jokes along the way. It takes like, I guess, a little less time to get to a good result, but who knows, whatever.
And are you back on the sauce?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that you call this sauce.
The sauce.
Yeah. You're like, don't smoke
weed. I love sauce, too. You bring up another point about me that people know. I love sauce.
He's a sauce man.
Yeah, total sauce man.
Very cool.
Ben and I were bonding backstage because he did hot yogs today.
Yeah, didn't shower. You can smell me after the show. I smell good. I smell great. It's not bad, right?
Is it okay?
It's not bad.
Was it okay?
Should take a sniff. It's really good.
I don't know. He has a lot of facial hair.
No. We're going to pull it away. It smells good.
Yeah, okay.
I was sweating my fucking face off, man.
That's your natural.
He smells naturally like a Dove bar.
That's really weird, man.
Yeah.
That's
good for you.
So you wake up smelling like that? It's hard to harp on it, but that's shocking. Because I just sweat during my sleep and I stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suffer from self-esteem issues like anyone else. And like, Jessica Pushore, when we were doing West Side Story freshman year of high school, told me I smelled like pickles, and like that stuck.
Oh no, she did.
Yeah, that's like when I sweat.
Her.
No,
where is she?
I had to tell a guy that I was dating he smelled like pickles before, and it wasn't a good conversation.
Wait, how do you ever smell like pickles?
I don't know. So I asked him. I asked this guy. I said, "Why, honey? Why do you smell like pickles all the time? Mm-hmm. Are you eating pickles?" And he said, "No." Why do you think you smell like pickles?
Yeah, why do you smell like pickles?
I think I wasn't. I wasn't smoking pot at the time, and I probably wasn't doing hot yoga at the time. See, I got all of the, maybe like the top sweat is pickly or vinegary, and then like and I get all that out, and then the bottom sweat is dove-like. And
yeah. Yeah. I just didn't understand. Like, a pickle smell is a very specific smell.
Like, you have to.
I mean, I love pickles.
Work
man.
For it.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love pickles.
You work for the pickle
like,
smell.
Bathe in vinegar. I don't know what it is, but
that's crazy.
I tried to get to the bottom of that mystery, so remains unsolved.
So, you broke up with that guy, though, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, great.
I tried to let the pickle thing slide the first few months, and then I just couldn't because it was so recurring. Like, it was so sour.
Wow, so you guys just get together and talk about stuff in front of a group of people? And, like, and it's just like, that's what it is?
Yeah!
my God. I thought it was like, I can't believe it. I'm just like, it's very loose, free, and easy. I don't know. We're just talking.
Like, yeah. It's crazy. It's hard what we do, but we make it look easy.
Yeah. No, we do like get up and just like talk shit sometimes. And
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, fun. No, it's fun to gossip for sure.
It is.
Hot goss. Oh my God. I love goss.
Shouldn't gossip, though. Shouldn't gossip.
Shouldn't, but you should. I love that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, feel bad as you're saying, like, oh, I shouldn't be saying it. Like, if, as long as you say that, then you're fine.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, not sorry, jokes, not jokes.
Right.
Wait, did you guys have resolutions that you didn't or did not fulfill?
Yes. So, my first resolution was to get in shape, so I've been working out. And I've been reading.
Smell like Bono.
What?
Smell like Bono, I said.
Is that?
This is what Bono smells like.
Oh. Watch out, Bono. And read more self-help books. I've been doing both of those.
Right.
That's been really good for me.
That's tight.
I'm less of a crazy person. I'm emotionally eating less, which is like nice. That's like my jam.
Yeah, in addition to having self-esteem issues, I'm also a secret eater also.
Wait, you're a secret eater?
Yeah, I'll just like get a cookie and I'll get frustrated. I'll just jam it in my mouth. I'll just like...
Do you chew it and digest it, or you just leave
it there? One swallow, you don't even taste it.
There's this one bakery I live near, and I know they'll give me extra stuff. So,
that's awesome.
That's what's up.
So I'll wait until I'm sad to go.
What do you mean that you're a secret eater?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
You don't...
So do you do it in the dark?
So, I would go to a friend's house in middle school, and, like, their friends would be like, hey, your friend Ben is eating all of our Triscuits. And they'd be like, I wasn't eating Triscuits with Ben. And I would be in the pantry, like, at midnight when everyone was asleep, just jamming Triscuit. I like Triscuits and Wheat Thins. I like salty square stuff.
Yeah. They, like, crunch real good, too.
Yeah.
That's some good food science.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like your go-to snack, like a Triscuit?
Fuck, no. So if there's a new flavor of Chex Mix, it's I can't stop.
Game
you
over,
can't
right?
Stop me. Yeah, game fucking
over.
Yeah,
do you fuck
over.
With that like sweet one?
No, I don't actually.
Oh, I love it.
No, they had a Peanut Lovers line that was out once.
Uh-huh. A line.
and that was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey roasted peanuts and peanut flavored everything. Everything tasted like peanuts.
You sound like Willy Wonka.
Like I do. They got it.
You like Reese's?
They don't make it anymore. I love Reese's. I'll secret eat a Reese's. Last night I left my friend Gwen's, and what happened? Oh, so I got a piece of pizza, and then I wandered into a place and went down on a little bag of Ruffles, sour cream and onion.
Yes.
And then what was the other one? Oh, I went on another bag of chips. And then I went to Bergen, where our office is for our next season, and I got tater tots from the thing. So I like 1, 2, 3. And this is exactly what I did when I didn't get into Blue Man Group.
Okay, we're going to have to pause. What? We're going to have to pause.
When did you audition for Blue Man Group?
That's how I got to New York. I was living in L.A.
What?
I was living in L.A. at the time, and I did a Blue Man audition. They, like, come out to New York.
Okay,
for,
what is your audition?
Wait,
why did you do a Blue Man audition?
What? What is the audition process?
Yeah, what do
that
you
was
do?
It.
What do you
was,
what
is and
it?
And just look at things. And then... usually a little bit of drumming, and then they're like, you're pretty good, you want to come to New York? And it was this extended callback where I felt like even worse about myself than when I came to audition for the Blue Man Group. And then they put me through this ringer, and I kind of uprooted my life in LA to be there, and then it didn't work out. And I'm like, well, I'm here, so I'll stay.
Wait, so how long were they like dangling Blue Man Group carried in front of your face?
It was like 2 months of...
Oh my God! This isn't
the
Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Oh my God!
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so after Blue Man Group fucked up and didn't choose you.
No, I think I made it out okay.
Right.
Yeah. No, obviously.
I'm saying, what did you do?
They didn't fuck anything up. They did me a favor by not keeping me there.
Okay, so what did you do afterwards?
Oh, Jesus. So I slept on a lot of couches. I did a lot of theater for free. I then ended up living in a theater for...
Like the Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah. I wouldn't even say I was Phantom. I was just like homeless ghosts of the black
like
box.
A low-budget Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
Fucking, maybe I got acid on my finger or whatever. I was like, oh, I'm disfigured.
But, you have a little thimble on your finger.
Yeah,
like,
oh. So I lived there for a while, and then after the theater wasn't working out, I let myself get fired. And
how generous of you!
Yeah, just stopped killing the mice.
Wait, that was your job?
Yeah, kill mice, take out the trash. Had to join a gym for a shower. It's all in the show. We put it all in the show.
Benjamin, that's crazy.
That is
yeah, but
so
while
insane.
I was living in the theater, I was working in a cheese shop to pay off a credit card, and I was learning how to edit and learning how to make low-budget film. So the only way I would have had the time to do it is if I like got real nasty and like slept with rats crawling up on the grating... behind me every night.
Wow.
That's my like Ratatouille story.
Is there a little mouse up here?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like pulling the strings.
That's such a like great story. I mean, look at you now.
I only did it for the story too. At the time, I was like, it's a good story. So sad. It's a good story.
It's cool that you made it really sad on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So there are some plants in our place right now. And I'm not watering the plants just so there's a little sadness in the room. They're not killing them, but they're like, they're not getting enough. And it's kind of the most interesting part of the room because it's like, oh God, it's like drama. It's like drama. It's very dramatic.
Okay, but the plants are in on this, so they're like not like, oh, this is my Emmy moment. They're like, I'm fucking thirsty. Yeah.
They'll get an Emmy.
Have you ever seen the film The Happening?
No, is that what it's about?
Kind of. It's like the plants like release toxins and they like take over the world because they're like killing people because they're like mad.
Wait, who's in it?
Ugh, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh,
it's weird.
Him.
Zoe Deutsch.
Oh, love her.
John Leguizamo.
Ooh, love him.
Yeah, I know. Well. So they tried to like really pad Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Shyamalan film.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to get.
Was the ending, was it worth it?
No. And but there was a moral. It's don't treat your plants poorly or else they're going to come back and release toxins on that ass.
I wonder if Shyamalan, I wonder if he did ayahuasca. That seems like a movie you make after you do ayahuasca.
Definitely.
Have you done ayahuasca?
Yes, I have. It's so fun. It's great. Everyone
is it
should
really?
Do it.
Is
yeah,
it? Don't
everyone
you just
should
throw
do
up
it.
The
no,
whole
I'm
time?
Not joking. Everyone should do it.
Wait, but don't you just throw up?
I would do it with my family.
Yeah.
No, you don't just throw up.
Do you do it in like
I
a
never
tent?
Threw up. No, I did. We do it, and I did it on Lafayette, and
you were like
over there, and then I went up.
Your life is like this very interesting balance of like you're trying to fight against your white male privilege, but
I'm
gonna be homeless. I'm gonna like do drugs on the street, and like it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, that's only like, because of the white male privilege, though, have I been able to do that and not you know get all fucked up.
Yeah,
because
I'm like listening to your stories, and I was like, Phoebe and my parents would kick our asses if we were like doing ayahuasca on Lafayette.
Well, my parents weren't like jumping up and down or anything, but my dad really over. Man, I was like, Dad, don't like tell everyone I'm in Blue Man Group yet, man. Like, don't. And he's like, he told everyone, and then.
Oh no.
And I didn't get in, and he like bought me like a blue jacket, like a velour blue.
Did he really?
It was cute. No, they're super supportive. But then, you know, all those millennials, you know, got those super supportive parents, and then we get out into the real world, and they're like, what the fuck was, what is going on? I am not the most important one. What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, your story's crazy.
So High Maintenance was a very successful season one. It was my favorite.
Thank you.
It was my favorite new show that came out last year. I swear on my life, I loved it so much.
That's great.
So how has like life changed? You get stopped a lot?
Yeah. I've been creeping a lot, though. It's like I love to creep on people because that's like the show is made out of creeping, pretty much. It's harder to creep a little bit.
How do you creep normally? Yeah, do you wear all black and put on a ski mask?
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're spending most of our time writing now. We're writing 10 episodes for next year.
That's great.
It's a lot. It's a lot of short stories.
That's very exciting.
So that's where all the creeping goes to.
So when, like, you're in Brooklyn, how are you creeping in Brooklyn? Like, what are you doing?
So I just, you know, ride my bike very slowly around Prospect Park. And and I try to... So, like, when you're walking by somebody, you have a pace, and then you have, like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, until they're out of an earshot. So I'm trying to find, like, little phrases or whatever that fit within, like, this amount of time that it takes me to walk. So I can just be like,
why not just walk? Biking slowly is so difficult.
Yeah.
Or are you, like, really good at biking? Are you, like, a master biker?
Sure, I'm a master biker.
Cool,
yeah, I'm a master
man.
Biker. But, no, you just... You know, you just hold, you just ride the brake, you know.
Ride that.
Yeah. But people, you know, there is a little bit of like, people are talking to me, it's like, oh, it's a guy from High Maintenance. And then I'm like, no, I'm not. Like,
it's like a wasted passing, you mean?
Yeah, but... exactly. I'll take a picture of them. It's aspirational. Bill Murray really got in my head to be like, freak him out, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cool. I want to try that.
I want to carry
around peanut
butter. I don't
think it would
work
out for me, though.
Like those little Justin's peanut butter packets. It's like, hey, it's you. It's like, it's you.
So you're just going to hand people peanut butter? I would
also
never take that from
peanut butter.
What
yeah.
the fuck? Why not?
Who takes
it's in a packet. It's Justin's. You never had one
I don't
one
trust
of those?
It. No. 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 Stranger danger all the time.
Yeah. Especially you when you're really like a man slow biking through Prospect
yeah.
Park.
With like a suspicious beer. Here's some peanut butter. No, thank you.
Like straight no, out of you. Hot yoga. Are you fucking kidding
yeah.
me?
What do I got to do, man? I'm going to fucking make an entire show, put it on a network, and you won't take my peanut butter? Like fucking take my peanut butter. It's like,
sorry.
Maybe if you had a suit on.
Yeah, if you had a suit or
a
like.
A suit.
And like a briefcase.
You trust
I don't
a
know.
Man with this beard and a suit? It's like. It makes it even somehow less trustworthy or something. It's like, this guy found this.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying
to. We've been
to
talking
swing
for
it.
Like 3 years or something.
It's good. We're just hanging out, just to be in the
I
moment.
I can't get used
it's
to
like
it.
We're
everyone's
the
laughing
shit.
After we say stuff. So it's like, who knows how long that is? 5, 4.
You're the most fascinating person
you
I've
are.
Ever
your
talked to.
Your stories are insane. Like,
I
your,
love it.
Your level one stories are like the wildest shit I've ever heard in my life.
That's
yeah,
great.
I my yeah. life is shit compared to yours.
He's like a you're like a fucking wizard or
I know,
something.
Right?
Like a fucking chill wizard.
I told Phoebe this backstage, and I think everyone should hear this, that you don't have to work hard at all to be liked because you're already lovable. So like what the fuck? Just don't do anything.
Aww.
If you know It's everybody here.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
It's
thank
like
you.
If everyone just tried less, the world would be way better.
That's true.
I think.
I love that.
That's true. I don't know. I don't want to do what you do now.
Ayahuasca? Yeah. If you do ayahuasca, you won't try anything ever again.
I'm too afraid of being out of control.
Uh-huh.
Me
well,
too.
Where,
that's,
what
it really
control
is.
Do you have right now? Donald Trump is president. Like, what do you... Like, we're
I mean,
out
I
of control.
Control.
We're out of
faculties.
Control.
Yeah.
I can... Like, I want to move my arm. I move
oh, yeah.
my arm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if I'm doing, like, ayahuasca, I'm worried that just the feeling of not being in control, so it
uh-huh.
freaks me out.
Yeah. But do you smoke weed?
I don't really.
Oh. I don't do weed.
I hear, like, dogs that don't exist.
Oh. Okay. You
yeah,
drink,
I'm trying
though?
To be chill.
But what about drinking?
I've been sober.
Oh my God.
For like a month.
Me too.
Well,
why didn't
I
you fucking bring this up when we were talking about it like forever ago? This is great.
I don't know,
how
but
do
I
want to
get I feel really good and clear-headed, and my skin is really clear, and it feels good to not be hungover also, which I didn't realize.
What about your creativity? How's that?
Good. I'm like alert. I can like respond. I'm boxing now. But I feel good. Like I just feel really clear. Like hashtag
going
Scientology.
Clear.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But I did recently try a cool weed thing and didn't feel like I was gonna die. It was Whoopi Goldberg has like this line of
lube?
weed bath salts and weed balms and lotions for menstrual cramps. And
I
they
heard
are
about that.
Amazing. Like I kid you not. You like take some lotion and you just like rub it on your stomach.
Everyone's
and
like,
you just get calm and you relax. Like it's like very relaxing.
That's cool. I want some of that.
No, definitely. I'll get you some. She like sent them to me.
Have you heard of Foria?
What is it? Foria?
Foria is like a weed lube.
Whoa, that's too crazy.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I can't.
That's like vodka eyeballing. Like that's insane.
Yeah, no thanks.
Have you used it?
Do you like it?
No, but I heard if you drink it, it's crazy.
Wait.
I hear it's insane.
Somebody's like,
"Hey, did you?" Well, this is a two-stepper. First of all, I remember from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Carson and Kressley always used to drink lube. And number two, they're bringing it back. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
They are bringing it back.
That's great.
Very exciting. Anyway. Some of these dudes need help out in these streets.
Yeah.
No.
Cool. I'm trying to figure out how we can wrap up after talking about drinking lube.
I'll just say you guys make just the best podcast.
Ben,
it's really great. I don't really listen to much. I listen to this.
You listen to TDQ?
And so many white guys.
I know, I can never. It's too
deep. It's hard.
It's really hard to go
2DQ.
2DQ.
So I say TDQ.
Yeah, but that also checks out too, I guess.
Right.
2DQ doesn't sound like what you want people talking about. 2DQ?
2DQ.
Yeah, you see 2DQ?
I guess it sounds weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not perfect, but I am lovable.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
It was great.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, well.
So let's all do ayahuasca together. Listen, I promise you, if it was harmful, why would I say it?
You want to pass out peanut butter? You're not trustworthy.
Yeah.
You know, you really just kind of lay there, and sometimes you're like, ah!
Like in ecstasy or in pain?
Yeah.
It's pain and ecstasy. It's everything. It's everything at once. It's everything.
No.
Oh, I don't want to be limitless.
Yeah. I want to have defined boundaries.
Imagine a scenario in which you did something, and then afterwards your values and your actions aligned. They just kind of started aligning without you doing anything. You would just be like, oh, I want to eat better. Or, oh, I want to be nicer to myself. That's really what it is. Uh-oh, it got really quiet. But
no, that was like so...
something dope.
That was so like convincing and good. I was like taking notes.
Yeah. I was like texting my dealer, like, can we get some...
Yeah,
no. For everybody.
We'll take you to a fun one. It'll be this size, and it'll be vomit everywhere. It'll be great. All right.
Okay. Well, we love you.
Yeah. Love you guys. Yeah, so fun.
Give it up for Ben Sinclair!
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jerry Seinfeld on making a life in comedy.
This is a writer's game. If you can write, you succeed. If you can't, you will not make it. Any comedian can be funny on stage, but the bullets are the writing.
Jerry Seinfeld on his film Unfrosted and more. That's the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Improv Comic of the Evening. He's very funny. You will recognize him from Comedy Central. Ooh. Please give it up for Robert Dean.
Keep it going for Phoebe and Jesse, everybody. All right. Hi, everybody. I'm very happy to be here, but I have been having a weird day. I'm a paranoid person. I don't have to tell you guys that. You guys know that, because that's all you ever talk about. And on the way here, I took the bus, and the bus driver played that assaulting the bus operator is a felony announcement. And I was alone on the bus, so... About me? I think that's about me. In the bus driver's defense, I was sitting in the scariest seat you could choose alone on an empty bus, which is the middle of the back bench. That is the scariest seat. That's where someone who's going to assault the bus driver sits. Let's pretend it's a limo just for me. This is my bus. Take me home. When you do things alone, it does always look strange. Like, I've learned this. There is no way of swimming alone in a hotel pool without looking like you're thinking about a divorce. There is no way to do it. I love doing things alone. I take myself out on dates. Here's something you might not know. If you're the only person sitting at a Benihana hibachi table, the chef still puts on the entire show. There is no crowd minimum for hibachi. You get the onion volcano. He's juggling knives. Then he expects you to catch all the shrimp in your mouth. That's a lot of shrimp. And that reminded me, one time I was 9 years old and I went to hibachi with my 85-year-old grandmother. And for some reason, that hibachi chef still thought that she could catch shrimp in her mouth. Eight pieces of hot, oily shrimp struck my grandmother. In the forehead, neck, and chest. Terrible aim. I just got back from Atlantic City. You know, the last place Trump was president. Yikes. If that's any indication, we are in trouble. I had a horrible time. Horrible time. I lost $450 on the Ellen DeGeneres Show slot machine. It's a real machine that I waited in line to play. And there was a middle-aged couple at the machine that I was waiting on, and when they were finished playing, they got up, and the wife turned to the husband and asked, "Honey, do you have any mint or gum?" And the husband went, "Oh, I have Tic Tacs." And then she went, "Forget it!" And then they stormed off. Now I realize Atlantic City's not the place to see happy relationships, but the whole time I'm sitting at the machine, they're all I can think about. Like, let's all ignore the fact that Tic Tacs are definitely mints. Let's look past that and focus on what I think is the bigger issue. How does she not know her husband has Tic Tacs? They're very noisy. They're a noisy thing to have in your pocket. And no one buys Tic Tacs for the first time. Tic Tacs are never an impulse purchase. If you have Tic Tacs, you always have Tic Tacs. It's part of your personality. You're a Tic Tac guy. Every chance you get, you take them out, you shake them up. You go, "Tic Tac? Anyone want a Tic Tac?" And then they make us non-Tic Tac people hold out our hands. Like we're receiving communion. And they have to do the handing out of the Tic Tacs. And they gently try to shake one out. But you know what happens. That one Tic Tac turns horizontal and blocks the hole. So they have to shake harder and harder. And then seven pour out at once. And they always go, "Ooh, lucky you." I'm always like, "Fuck you, not lucky me. I have to eat seven Tic Tacs now." Then they always go, I got the orange kind. I'm a psychopath. I always say that. So I am single. I didn't go to hibachi by myself with a girlfriend. That'd be terrible. I'm like, I'm doing it alone. I did recently have a 2-year relationship. It's the longest relationship of my life. And I didn't realize the big perk of the long-term relationship is you get to get better at sex. You know? Like, here's something I learned. I didn't know it was possible to be yourself while having sex. Did you guys know that? Did you know you can smile and have a good time? You guys aware of that? I'm 31. My whole life I've just been like, Then I'd finish and I'd be like, hi. Who was that guy? I think that guy comes from watching too much porn. That's what I've decided. Which makes me worried for kids nowadays, because they have unlimited access to hardcore pornography. And then they're going to try to have sex. It's not going to work out. To me, that's like only ever watching the Harlem Globetrotters and then trying to play basketball. You know how disappointed these kids are going to be? They are going to break their ankles. And there are some things you can't learn from porn. Foreplay, you can't learn from porn. But then again, I don't know where any of us learned the foreplay we do. Does anyone else do the kiss down to oral sex? Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that mysterious journey we all take. As soon as the shirt comes off, we are gonna travel down that torso. You know the move where you kiss a centimeter away, where you're just like, mwah, 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 mwah. Where am I going? I'm exploring now. Back up, mwah, back down, mwah. Does anyone get to the belly button and have any idea what to do? I always get to the belly button like it's a bridge troll to the genitals. I'm always like, ask your questions, I'll be on my way. Want nothing to do with you. You ever lick your finger and stick it in and look up? Is this something? Is this anything? You try it on yourself, you're like, yeah, that's not anything. Sorry, I'm very linty, I apologize. I don't know why we act like it's so mysterious when we're doing it. There's no mystery to it. You're going to the genitals. It's the only place you could be going. Now, some of you might be thinking, you could be kissing down to the asshole. Sure, I guess. But I don't like that. It's weird. You have to take a very abrupt turn at some point. And to me, kissing down to the asshole is like driving down to Orlando, Florida. And then going to SeaWorld first. What are you doing? Go to Disney World first. Maybe if you're down there for a week, you can go to SeaWorld. Don't start at SeaWorld. I make that joke having neither been to SeaWorld nor the asshole. But I have seen a number of things online that make me not want to go to either. So... But next time you're doing the kiss down, I want everyone in this room to add a little mystery while you're doing it. And here's how I want you to do it. I want you to think of me. Guess what? It's going to happen whether you want it to or not. You're going to be going down and you're like, shit, that guy with the eyebrows. Fuck. And while you think of me, I want you to add a little mystery, and I'm going to tell you how. Here's how I want you to add mystery. I want you to completely bypass the genitals. I want you to kiss down the leg, across the foot, across the floor, and out the door. Just take off. No one will see that coming. All right, I'm Robert Dean. Thank you guys so much.
You just heard Ben Sinclair, Shalewa Sharp, and Robert Dean.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Are you on the gram? We love to boomerang. Don't miss it. Follow us at Two Dope Queens Down Under.
And you know what you gotta do? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and rate us 5 stars, okay? Okay.
Bye-bye, babies. I'm going to the unemployment line with Rita Ora. Ooh.
Why?
Sorry, Rita. Get the London. Rita. Get the London look. Remo London.